Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, hope you had a great Tuesday. There's a lot of rain up in Omaha for the College World Series. They actually postponed Game 2 yesterday, Sip.
Bill. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. I was
did
in
you know
Omaha.
That?
I know that. I knew immediately. You know why?
Why?
Jake Sorensen told me.
Oh.
Yes.
Because Sydney and Alex were up there, and I told Bill for the Blur Parties event, hey, the party's still on till midnight. They said, rain or shine? We party in Omaha, and yeah. It was still full there, despite no game at 6 o'clock.
No game, had a great time. Sydney, my oldest daughter, and her husband, Al, had a great time up there. You were at the wedding, Steve.
Sip,
you,
I got to get locked in.
Sip, yeah, what now? What's were, going on?
There was a wedding yes, last year. Yes, you were at it. Summer. Yes, that's where you met all these people you always forget.
And
Shin Daddy,
you met Shin Daddy.
Yeah, several times. It's where Dennis LeBlanc spilled the drink.
Remember that
Dennis
one. LeBlanc. Now, so you guys were at a party yesterday?
Yeah, the Blur Parties event.
I was not.
Oh, you
were.
I thought
Alan. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that, that you were. Yeah. I thought you were that. I'm like, whoa.
No, he wasn't there.
Bill, Sydney and Alan.
I like to be in bed by 8:30. We know that.
Yeah, Bill's not present.
I have to tinfoil out the windows in my house so I can get to bed.
You know,
because
I don't do that.
Too bright out.
No, I don't do that.
It could happen. Yes. All right, this is an event.
Yes, that was yesterday at the CWS. I was there.
This is an event.
And this is an event every day. We do Early Break every day. This, but it was fun, and it was good to see Sydney and Al yesterday at the CWS.
Sydney and Al were represented. Among how many people, would you say?
Well, there was supposed to be 900 people there. Now, I told Bill.
Where the hell is this at? In the stadium?
It's two blocks south of Charles Schwab Field, right by to the west of CHI Health Center. So right in front of the Hilton. It's a massive, massive, massive tent that has people, tons of seating. You can eat dinner there. You can have lunch there. You can have all you can drink there also. There's like a cold tub you can put your feet in if you want to. There's a million TVs there also.
There's couches. You can eat dinner.
Yes.
There's waiters and waitresses.
You go in a buffet line and you get your meal there. I had a brat last night, some pasta salad, cookie, chips. It's good.
Nice.
A couple of, you know, beers.
That's an incredible meal to me.
It's a good summer meal.
Not bad.
Yeah, it would not be one. It's like, oh, that's 19th. No, it's like 4th. Yeah, that's
pretty good.
You don't need gourmet. I want a hot dog and a hamburger. Call it good. And then party. That's what you want.
And party.
It's the perfect setup.
That's why we're here.
The perfect setup. What are you talking about?
Want a party.
Look at that hat. He likes that hat, too.
Yeah. Well, this will be my last time wearing this. It's only for the CWS to wear this hat. Only for us being in Omaha. So tomorrow I won't have this hat on.
Okay.
And I'll wear it again next year when we have the baseball.
Who was rained out?
That was Tennessee and, gosh darn it, good question. Yeah, I said gosh darn it like an old man. Trying to think who that was.
That's okay.
Florida State beat North Carolina in the first game 7-5 or 9-5.
Was there a war chant?
I think there was.
There has to be. Give that
to us.
Yeah. No, do you really? Yeah,
please,
pretty early.
I want to hear
it.
Oh!
That's pretty good. There we go.
Okay, there we go.
That was good. Okay, it was actually Kentucky and Florida got rained out, not Tennessee. Today,
I was wondering on that. So, I knew that. I knew that we're
Kentucky, Florida.
So daily, it's been about 1 o'clock and 6 p.m. games today. Because of that game got postponed, they have a 10 a.m. game today. 10 a.m. Kentucky, Florida. 2 p.m. So got pushed back an hour. Okay. Tennessee, Florida State.
Okay.
And then tonight, 6 p.m. Texas A&M against whoever was to lose the first game.
Okay.
Or sorry, win the first game, Kentucky and Florida.
Okay, so there's the update. I haven't followed it. Bill, have you followed the CWS?
I have, very closely. Watched quite a bit of it.
You are kidding.
The one that went, where was the one that went super late?
That was Florida.
It went to like 1 o'clock in the morning.
A&M, I think.
Yeah, I watched.
On Saturday, Friday or Saturday.
I watched the heck out of that game. Yes, I did.
It got rain. Yeah, it got pushed back with rain.
And
there's people saying, hey, hang on a second. We pushed back this game with rain and still finished it. Why we got to cancels one so early? It did stop raining in Omaha about 9, so, but the field was soaked. With the tarp, maybe they could have got off and played and got done by midnight.
I thought it was brilliant.
1 a.m.
I thought it was brilliant.
I was fine with it at all.
Yeah.
Hey, quickly, okay. We have to acknowledge the death of Willie Hayes.
We do. Willie Mays.
Right.
The Say Hey Kid, age 93, has passed away.
Made one of
the most iconic catches in baseball history over his head, running backwards. He's obviously a great hitter, also a great player, Hall of Famer, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame. But
Willie.
When you see Willie, it's always that catch where he's going over the basket, right. Catch over his head. It's like an iconic catch in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The Say Hey Kid, age 93, passed away yesterday.
24 All-Star games.
24.
That's pretty significant. Mm. 24.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Including in his final season.
So what was his... age then? 44 when he shut it down?
Ooh, good question. Don't know. He was 93 when he died. I don't know when he shut it down. So it was, I don't know. He was a rookie of the year in 51. So you can start to kind of put it together.
Do some math there.
Do some mathematics.
Yeah. Some quick math in my head.
Yeah. But yeah, I just saw it. I just saw it this morning. Marty let me know. Brother Martin. So I'm just getting on to it. We can talk about it.
Do you think Marty would have liked your war chant you did there? How are you graded that?
I don't know. He listens to that a lot.
He hears it all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if he would have liked that or not. I wonder. I gave it help.
When he is driving through the neighborhood and he sees Norvell, does he do it out the window? That's what I want to know. Does Marty drive by him in Tallahassee and do the war chant out the window when he drives
right
by
around
him?
Right around the corner. They live literally right around the corner from each other.
So this could happen. It would not be out of the realm to see Norvell walking his dog or something, and Marty whips by
and does the war chant.
I would do it every time. If I lived just around the block, there's no doubt in my mind I would do it every time. Also, I would just lay on the horn. I know I'd just lay on the horn.
I don't.
But we know that for sure.
Yes. I don't think you would do that. I don't.
Laying the horn, I would for sure. The war chant.
War chant, you could do the war.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't think he does that. I don't know if he's enthusiastic about the war chant as I am. I don't know if anybody's as enthusiastic.
But we could tell you did that pretty well. That was
well, when I hear it still gives me the chills when I hear like it in mass.
In a big game in mass, it is. It's something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When they were beating LSU last year. Was that last year?
Yes.
Yes, it was last year. Early in the season.
Last 2 years they've beat them.
When they were beating LSU and that war chant was going, college football season started for me. That's when it started. It was beautiful.
From the text line, Big Slim says, as a guy that grew up a Florida Gators fan, Sip doing the war chant is nightmare material right now.
Well, I'm glad I could be a
You're
nightmare.
Giving him nightmares at this point. Big Slim.
Big Slim.
Big Slim.
Grew up a Florida
not, not
fan.
Not Big Swim, but Big Slim on the text line.
Florida. He's got a tough year ahead of him.
Napier.
Yeah, we went through the schedule.
The schedule's brutal.
Five wins.
I don't even blame Napier if Napier goes 7-5 extension, 7-5 is an extension
to
me.
Is it, though?
To me.
I know, but would he get it, do you think?
I don't think. Well, maybe not even something. That you can't fire the guy. It's 7-5. Not with that schedule.
I agree with you.
The
non-conference
is death.
Is Miami, Florida, UCF, I believe. I think that's their non-con. That's what it is, I believe.
I just wonder
maybe I'm off on that. I don't know.
Florida State. Will they play Miami? UCF is somebody else. Oh, Samford. They're playing Samford, right?
Yeah, we're talking about UF.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. They're playing. They got
yeah, they definitely play Samford. Yeah.
Samford, Miami, and UCF. That's rough. That's rough for the Gators. That's rough. By the way, Sip, Chet in Nebraska City says, I'm upstairs in my office, and okay. I fear Sip's aggressive war chant has wakened my wife sleeping downstairs.
It was aggressive. Right.
It was. It was really good. It was really good.
It was
though,
aggressive.
Steve.
There's only one way to do it. You
yeah.
can't.
Yeah, you can't just kind
of.
I mean,
you asked me to do something sort of hard at 6 o'clock.
That I was did. A lot. Well, you went in, yeah, I was, just got in. You barely had your breakfast sandwich out. And you got a breakfast
it's
sandwich.
A special day.
Which is rare. That's probably right. It's 1 out of 28 days.
Yeah.
Maybe one out of even more than
I'd say
that.
56.
Yeah. I'd say that's
that.
Probably 49.
Because we count it. Because you go to McDonald's 500 plus times a year.
We figured that out. It's over,
for sure.
It's over 500 times a year.
I think I was telling Jake, Bill, one day recently, I got a coffee. I was driving around like you do. Well, I don't know if you do. I drive around when I talk on the phone. And I was driving around. I went from the McDonald's on 27th and Vine, got a coffee, and I was talking on the phone. Then I went to the McDonald's on 48th. And got a pie. Just went from one McDonald's to the other.
Got a pie. I'll have a pie, please.
Just like 5 minutes at the max in between. McDonald's.
So you didn't. So did you consider the pie at the first stop?
Not really.
Not really. Just hit you later.
It kind of hit me. You know, you're 500.
The 500 is low.
It's low.
It's low.
There's
it's
no doubt.
Low. When you're doing one every 5 minutes right now,
I'm not. That's a rare case. But there's no question. It's twice a day. I mean, there's just no doubt. It's twice a day. And sometimes three, and probably sometimes four.
He's just looking at his credit card stuff and says,
oh, it's got to be. Trixie's just got to be like, what are you doing? Yeah. She's never really said anything about it. But the
we need to have a McDonald's conversation. She's going to say that pretty soon.
Is there wrappers everywhere in the truck?
No, because I just mostly get this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mostly just get coffee.
So are there cups everywhere in the car?
No, there's not.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
You throw them away?
Yeah.
That's good.
What else? No, I collect them. No, I throw them away.
People just chuck them in the back seat and say, I'll get to it eventually.
No,
and they have 25 at some point.
It's not that bad.
When I was coaching at Utah State,
the Aggies.
One of the coaches, there's an unbelievable, it's called Kelly's. It's a little mom and pop's convenience store, right? I lived up kind of at the base of the mountains and you just came down about 2 or 3 blocks. It's right, it was incredible. I stopped there every day. And one of the other coaches would stop there too. And one time he told me, he goes, hey, he's bringing his cup in, like that cup right there. He goes, you know, if you bring this in, it's a dime cheaper. And I'm like, I'm just going to ride with it. I'm going to pay the extra dime every day. I'm not going to bring a paper cup or a cup back in from my car.
I'm like that.
I'm going to spend the extra 70 cents a week. I'm just going to do it. And I'm not going to freak out over it.
7 days a week, though.
7 days a week. Oh, you went to Kelly's all the time. Oh, yeah. They were remarkable. Their food. And sometimes you'd stop by there later at night on the way home. And so I'd swing in there to grab something. They'd be like, hey, coach, hey, food's, we're about done, like that. They'd load me up a bag of food of, like, chicken and whatever they had left and just give it to me. Just say, coach, just take
coach?
This.
Were you a young coach?
Well, Utah State, so I was quite a bit younger. Yeah, I was in, you know, early whatever it'd been, whatever,
early 2000s.
2000s, a little not much early, more mid 2000s.
Mid 2000s.
So you get
a little
that.
Younger, not really.
And then young. Also we had unlimited. I mean, literally, it'd be if you ask the head coach, like, hey, can we get? Anybody need tickets for the game? And then we got much better, so the tickets got much harder to get. But at first times, I thought we'd give like, yeah, what do you need? I'd ask for 50. You have 50 tickets. Then I would give like 20 of them. 50 tickets. And I'd give 20 of them. I'd give 20 of them to the workers at Kelly's. That's where I gave it to them all the time. So we'd be standing in line. I'd be in line getting my coffee in the morning. So it'd be whatever time it would be, 5 something. And there'd be people in there and stuff. Ladies, look at me and just go, just get out of here. Just get out of here.
Really?
Yeah. Never charge me for that.
Who was your
coffee.
Head coach?
Gary Anderson was the head coach at that time.
Gary?
Yes.
Went to Wisconsin. Very, very short stint in Wisconsin.
Short stint, yes. I was with him in Wisconsin. Short
but
stint.
He, right. But he won, what, 9-10 games? He had a good year.
10 there. And 11, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he had a good
something like that.
He had a good season.
Rushed for 607 yards against Nebraska. Well, we
remember. We don't forget that.
That was a pleasant night.
It was fun. It started off strong and then went very downhill after that. It was 17-3 Nebraska.
17-3, then the next thing that was 56-17.
It didn't end well for the Huskers. And it started snowing at the end, too, a little bit, if I recall.
It did. Right? It snowed.
There was some snow at the end of that game, just to put a cap on it for Nebraska.
Were you there?
No, I watched it on TV. I was very depressed, and I went to the rail yard afterwards to...
Did you?
...feel better. I remember yourself. That. 2014. Yeah, I remember that very well. Okay. It's not very fun.
Yeah, I remember it pretty well.
Anyway. You were there.
Don't... Just spend the extra dime. It's okay.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I don't do that deal stuff very often, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Casey's rewards, all that crap.
Whoa. Nice catch. Whoa. He's a pro, folks. He's a pro.
So now we're down on Casey's rewards.
No, I'm not down on it. I just don't do it. You know, you get the question every day, and you feel a twinge of guilt every time you say, no, I'm good.
You feel guilt on that?
I don't need to have guilt.
I am Catholic. I feel guilt about every step I take. All right?
Have you been to confession lately?
Not lately, but I used to be daily.
Hourly.
I was a daily confession person.
Yeah. Sometimes twice a day. Yeah.
I was going pretty often when I was a kid. I'd like the face to face. It was it like gave me an adrenaline. All right,
you're back again,
Father.
Steve.
Check this out.
I just liked it.
I was bad again yesterday. You won't believe this.
I was bad about an hour ago.
I messed up again.
I did something about an hour ago. I didn't talk to you about.
I'll probably see another hour after this too.
I can just see.
All right,
Father. Hello, Steve.
What a surprise to see you again.
I just thought face-to-face was the way to do it.
That's why you're a reporter. You know? Yeah. You like that.
Yeah.
Journalism. Yes. You're prepared for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So last thing before we move on.
Well, what is it, Jake?
Yes.
While you're talking about gas stations, Casey's, I've been wanting to stop at a gas station, a certain one, for a long time. Okay. And I finally did the other day.
Where?
And I got to tell you. You got to stop in.
What is it?
The Greenwood exit, the Speedy Mart on the south side, that thing is a Taj Mahal. Dead serious.
Okay.
They got like 20 pumps there, by the way.
Hold on.
And inside, it is immaculate. Like they were just cleaning nonstop. It was immaculate.
So they've taken the Buc-ee's model.
Basically,
what they've done. They've taken the Buc-ee's model.
Well, you got copies across the interstate.
Don't
do this. You got the Speedy Mart. Yeah,
do not say it's like Buc-ee's. That's not what
the
Bill's
model,
saying.
But they took the model.
It's not nearly as big or as good as Buc-ee's. I'm not trying to say that.
But the model of Buc-ee's model is you can't be any cleaner than ours. They have full time. Someone works full time in the bathrooms. They never leave the bathrooms. Never leave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I like Cubbies.
I just want you to stop there sometimes.
So I have.
The Speedy Mart?
I like Cubbies.
You
yes.
stopped the one I've talked
yes,
about?
Yes, 100%. Twice. On Christmas. I remember when I was there. I remember sitting in the lot talking on the phone. Yeah, I was there for sure.
Well, on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
I thought it was a
100.
Wonderful looking gas station side. It was beautiful.
I go to the other side.
Well, I've been to the Cubbies too. It's fine.
Yeah, Cubbies
but
that,
the
better.
Speedy Mart was impressive.
Cubbies is like Rosenblatt. That's like...
Charles Schwab.
Yeah.
That's a great comparison.
Yeah. Cubbies is Rosenblatt. I'm going to Rosenblatt.
That's a great comparison for the situation.
Was there a specific food? Like if I go to Cubbies, it's the brisket sandwich. Not Cubbies. If I go to Buc-ee's, I'm getting the brisket sandwich.
They had good looking, yeah, a lot of right. chicken strips, plump chicken strips plump. at Speedy Mart. They looked really good. They looked really good. Yeah. I almost had some, but I was not quite hungry yet. They had other good stuff too. They had a lot of food.
You're overselling it.
No, the Speedy Mart.
I'm just saying
the Speedy
no,
Mart.
No personal attack.
At the You're Greenwood just, exit is remarkable. I'll be back.
Remarkable is a
breakers. Chime in.
It's a hard up.
Anybody been to the Speedy Mart at the Greenwood exit? I think is that 420 the exit there.
Yeah. It is.
People are on my side this one, I think. I might have saw some breakers in there, by the way.
Did you?
Did you see any breakers yesterday?
I did. There's breakers at the Blur Parties event because they're showing up, as they should. Great people.
And the ticket's well represented.
Yes. We've got a bunch of people up there. We got a tent inside with that where we do the broadcast.
Did you
below.
Put the tent up?
I did not do the tent. I brought the tent to Omaha, and then Blur Parties has handled it all. They put it up, and they put it away for
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Hold
I just,
it.
I just, yeah, that's right.
You took the tent up there? Because this tent's huge. How? What'd you haul it
the
up there with? That did not fit
no,
in
because
your...
we're in the backside, and the sun can occasionally get on your back, and so it gets really, really hot in there. And so the tent is to prevent the sun from getting on our backside, and so we're always in the shade because we're not in the middle of the tent. You know, on the very edge, you're gonna get yeah. sun in there.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
That's why we have the tent, so... Okay. All right, that's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. If you are not going to California for the USC game in November, might have some plans for you. There's a weekend in Sioux Falls, not just one day, 2 days. On Saturday, November 16th, the women's team will play, the Husker women will play South Dakota in the Sanford Pentagon. The next day is a game against a consistent tournament team. St. Mary's will play Nebraska on Sunday, November 17th at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls. This is back-to-back years Nebraska has played there. They played Oregon State last year and killed Oregon State in Sioux Falls before they lost to Wisconsin in football that same day. But maybe we're seeing a yearly thing in Sioux Falls for Nebraska basketball going forward. I'm kind of down with that.
Yeah, they added the women's, it's like a doubleheader, so it was Saturday they're playing South Dakota. You know who used to coach at South Dakota, right?
Amy Williams.
Yes, she did.
Yes.
She came from South Dakota to Nebraska. She was 45-17 in what league, Jake?
Summit League. That's Jake, what you know. The Coyotes are in the Summit League with South Dakota State, UNO, all those teams, Omaha.
So Nebraska's playing St. Mary's. St. Mary's is good.
They are good. Randy Bennett's been there for a long time.
Randy Bennett. So they've been to the tournament 3 straight years.
I'm surprised it's only been 3. They're almost every single year in the tournament.
Well, let me check this out.
Well, you might be right.
No, they definitely have been there 3 straight years. I know that for a fact. They just won the WCC. What is the WCC, Bill?
West Coast Conference.
You got it.
See, look at all these.
What do we do?
You know, these things
sports,
right over here, right?
Sports.
Now.
Sports.
It all comes back to sports. Yes, they beat Gonzaga this year.
They did.
Yes, beat the Zags.
It always comes between Gonzaga and St. Mary's.
The combination of the weekend, I think, is incredible. To have the men and women playing, I think that is a great. I think the game is a great one for the men, I believe, because you're playing a perennial tournament team.
Yeah,
I have zero interest in college basketball till January, so doesn't do one thing for me.
Well, hold the phone.
You're not going?
No, not going.
Laura might want to go.
Might want to go. No, there's going to be just pull up, look at your magazine, look at the games that are on that weekend, and just say no.
Bill, I did see you sit next to me at a Creighton, Nebraska game. That was not in January yet. That was either November or early December.
He was barely December. Interested.
It was snowing. It was snowing, Jake.
Those are massive flakes.
Massive flakes. And me and Jake just talked most of the second half.
You didn't watch the game.
No, we didn't. We were down by 30.
It was not fun. It was not fun.
And then, I'd already been there early because I was part of the media. I was eating a hamburger talking to Keith Mann.
Standing up.
In the press area.
Interesting to me that you're standing. So yeah, they made the NIT in 2021.
Gotcha.
And then now St. Mary's has had a run of 3 straight NCAA tournament appearances. Last year they were 15-1 in the WCC. So it'll be a quad one game.
Quad one.
Almost certainly a quad one game.
My curiosity.
Ooh, Bennett is yawning. Full yawn.
Young Full, Ben.
This is something we don't do.
Well,
here,
young Ben. Young Ben. Can't yawn in the show.
Bennett, we don't do that.
Yeah. Need some coffee over there.
7 Mile Ben. Come on now.
Need some
Ben,
coffee
what was that? Are you not entertained by our show? It's your
obviously
show
not.
Too. Don't do that.
You start doing the war chant again. Maybe wake him up, possibly.
Do I need to go get you some coffee?
We can do that, young Ben. I would ask this, you know, if you know, this is 2 years in a row Nebraska's going on just, you know, to Sioux Falls to play a
two
game.
2 years in a row.
Incredible city.
I love Sioux Falls.
It's, oh, wow. Do a vacation somewhere? Yeah.
I love Sioux Falls.
If you're in Sioux Falls and something happens, you have to go to the ER. Incredible health care.
People, people keep saying it's so good in Sioux Falls.
It's a good city.
It is.
Have you been?
I've been through it.
It's incredible.
You haven't experienced it then. You just drove through it.
I just drove and there it was to the left.
I think if you spent some time there, you would appreciate Sioux Falls. It's a good city.
Okay.
They got it going on there.
They got their stuff going on. Very modern, very clean.
Modern.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. They're going.
But would you want Nebraska to do this yearly, like, and rotate Midwest spots, Midwest cities? You know, maybe go to
Des Moines?
Kansas City. Des Moines, possibly. Yeah, go to Iowa country. Go to Des Moines.
Go to Denver.
Go to Denver's possible for a one-off there.
Get out of Denver.
Maybe Bob Seger, thank you.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, maybe for a game. Oh, I guess you go to Minnesota for football, for the Gophers. So that would be a good option.
I don't know. I think the Sioux Falls thing makes a lot of sense.
Sioux City. I like Sioux City.
Go to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City.
I'm pulling for Sioux City hard in this one.
That would be interesting.
Be nice, Keith Mann. If you're listening, we'd like to go to Sioux City. We'd stay at the Hard Rock.
We would.
I was just there. Yes. This past weekend.
Jake was on. You were on a tour.
We don't need.
Don't get started.
I was at the Hard Rock.
The Bender weekend.
I was there. Wee hours of the morning.
Yes,
but
you were.
I was there.
So yeah.
Now, if you recall, I go back to last year again. When they played this game, it was right before the Wisconsin football game. Same day. So you either chose to go to Sioux Falls or you went to Wisconsin.
This is different.
This is different. Different days. What USC football game Saturday night, probably at 10 p.m. So get over about 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Basketball games next day, probably around, I don't know, noon or 1, something like that.
They didn't sell out the game against Oregon State this last season.
So you said Oregon State didn't travel great to Sioux Falls?
Nebraska didn't sell out.
The number 10th team in the Pac-12.
Nebraska didn't sell out because it was on the same day as a Nebraska football game. And by the way, Oregon State, what I remember about that game is on the same day as Nebraska. So Robin was covering the game from the press box in Wisconsin.
Oh.
And there's quite a bit of oh man, Nebraska's really good. And I was like, what are we talking about? And Oregon State's not any good. And they weren't. They finished 5-15 in the Pac-12, 13-19. But Nebraska ended up being good. So it was fine. But this is a better opponent. This will be a much better opponent than Oregon State.
Scott in Minnesota on the text line says, your Minnesota listeners like the Sioux Falls weekend. I like watching them play someone besides the Gophers. That's Scott at Lake Coronas, Minnesota.
Yeah, I imagine it'll be sold out. It's only 2,500 seats in the.
That's it.
Yeah, it's 20. That's what, yeah. I'll Google it.
2,500 seats in the Sanford
Pentagon.
Wow,
what's it called? The Sanford Pentagon.
Yeah, it sounds a little light,
new.
Steve.
It's newish.
It sounds light. I think it's more in the 4,800.
Ooh.
Yeah. 4,600, I'm
capacity.
Saying.
Capacity.
It's a newish arena.
We're both wrong. 3,250. Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle.
3,250. I think that's wrong. Google, I dispute this.
Wait, you think it's lower than that? 2,500.
Maybe they just added some seats to it.
Well, it's very posspossible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
3,250, still pretty small. Pretty small. Tickets go on sale on August 15th. If I were going to the game, I'd get on Ticketmaster quickly on August 15th. 3,250 in terms of seats. That's not very many.
No.
Better get them.
Should do that.
August 15th is when you can get your tickets.
Thank you, Sip. And the game again, November 17th, Sunday, against St. Mary's. The women play Saturday the 16th against South Dakota. Amy Williams' old team that she came from.
Yeah.
From Nebraska. Oh. So plan a weekend in Sioux Falls.
You will love Sioux Falls. That's a can't-miss vacation.
I know Bill does not watch basketball until January, but it's in a city you love, though, Bill. That's why it's got to be somewhat tempting.
I'm really interested in you guys.
Well, I'd be very interested if we would just get some traction over there at the university. To be able to have the Bob, as we talked about in December, they have a game where they move one of those games that the South Carolina States or whoever they have to play, put one in the Bob and watch the craziness set in, and I'll be at that.
And call
that would
it,
excite
what,
me.
And what would you call it? Like,
what's that?
Would there be a name for it? At the Bob?
We'd already said it. It's Reboot the Bob.
Reboot the Bob.
Reboot the Bob. Yeah. That would be nuts. Remember, you had
to reboot the bomb.
And see what you're saying. You had to be over 49 years old to get in.
That's okay. So you would limit it.
I can't go.
No, you can't. Sorry.
Not 40. It'd be 49.
Be 49.
Okay.
Yes, 49 to get in.
I wonder if you can do that legally.
Or if you have a photo. If you have a photo of yourself in the bob at some point in time. So if all of a sudden it's like, well, I was here when we played Kansas State. Here's a picture of me. Okay.
Maybe you get in free.
Might get in free.
Well, I could do that then. I'm not 49, though. But I was in the bob before it was redone.
If you have the picture. Do you have a picture?
I got pictures, yeah.
Okay, if we have a picture of you in the bob.
I've seen it.
Doc Sadler on the floor.
Partying with Doc Sadler. Right next to him.
That would get you in.
They upset Indiana.
If you were on the floor with Jake, you can get in.
Indiana.
You'll cut on the timeline.
Who did Indiana have that year?
They had Jordan Holes is the point guard. Trying to think who the other good players were.
Who's their bigs?
Maybe Zeller.
I think it might have been Cody Zeller,
possibly. Right. Yeah. It was Tom Crean was the head coach.
Crean.
Tom Crean always looks like he's...
I'm taller than Crean, which still freaks me out.
What?
Yeah.
How tall is Tom Crean?
Here, I'll Google it. I mean, that's what I have this computer here for.
Tom Crean is
short.
I didn't know
he
was...
They'll list him at 5'8". I guarantee it.
Height.
You're going to list him at 5'8".
Height.
I don't know. Think that's even on Google. A coach. Can you?
He might try to hide that one. Don't post it anywhere.
We're the same age exactly.
Can you get self's height
and the same and size?
You are Tom Crean then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see height on here. I'll have to keep looking. Tom Crean. Well, how do we get on Tom? Oh yeah, he was the coach of the Indiana team where you're.
She'd be eligible in my mind, Jake. If you have a picture,
I can find that one.
A photo of yourself. In the bob.
I'd love the idea.
It would be incredible.
I don't know why it wouldn't take hold. It would
not work because simply it came from a radio station.
And it's too good of an idea.
It's too good of an idea. So it's a classic, I'm not going to do that. That's too good of an idea.
It's a really good idea. I'm not joking around. This is no joke. Great idea.
Please, Nebraska, listen to us. Reboot the bob.
How fun would it be to play a men's basketball game in the Bob Devaney Sports
Think who would come back. Think of the old players.
Yeah.
That would be great. See some of the old players coming back that played in the Bob.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible. Like,
get Randy Cipriano back.
Yes, exactly.
To represent Joe. We had Danny back. Danny would be nice to be back, but he doesn't have to come back.
We just saw Danny.
He'd come back. Get maybe somebody from the Iba family.
Yes.
You know, think about like Dave Hoppin and Stan Cloudy. Get Brian Carr back here.
Right.
Get Bernard Day. Get Chuck Jura. Jura's around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get all the boys back. And
imagine the crowd would be like to the people would be there early. Talk about early arriving crowd. They would be there so early at the Bob. It'd be loud. Like, wow, it's an hour and a half before tip off. The place is packed.
Reboot the Bob.
The Bob.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Keith Mann,
please push back if there is something.
Kellen in Sutherland says, I fell down the stairs at the Bob when I was 9 years old.
That can happen.
That's my memory of the Bob.
That might get you in.
That might get you in.
Can you show us the bruise?
Could we get some sort of a email flood to Keith Mann to get this started? We'll give you his email here in a little bit. Can you pull up Keith Mann's email address on there, Steve?
I got a guess. It's probably K Mann.
Yeah.
Two N's. M-A-N-N.
Let's not do that.
At Huskers.edu.
No, we can give that out.
It's public information.
It's public information. That's anyone can get that.
Hey, this guy, this says Tom. Oh, this is, no, it's not the Tom Crean.
There's a different Tom Crean?
There's a Thomas Crean.
Oh, Thomas Crean.
How tall was he?
There's a Thomas Crean. Major Dr. Thomas Crean was an Irish rugby union player.
I don't think that's the same one.
No. He is.
Is there anybody, is there any reason we shouldn't reboot the Bob Breakers?
Okay, what the date approximately would be?
December game.
Pull the schedule up. We can nail the game right now. We can get it done.
The crossover against volleyball would be an issue, right?
What's that?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, but not really. And the thing, here's the deal. It's like, well, we can't do it because they don't play basketball anymore. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they absolutely
They play state tournament games there, so it's ready to go.
No excuses. Cook might be listening right now.
The schedule is not fully out yet for Nebraska. So I don't have anything besides the Creighton game and St. Mary's thus far for the
really?
Schedule.
They don't have that game that...
It's not official, but...
All we have is Nebraska against St. Mary's on the 17th of November and Creighton the 22nd.
It's set, though. I mean, this hasn't been released. We know all 11 games. There's 11 games.
I have great passion for the crowd that they get at the Bob for volleyball. They need to go... They need to go back to the Coliseum for a game, too, for volleyball.
The issue would be if John's listening, probably practice schedule and stuff like that.
I think it's pretty doable. I don't think.
I do, too. Yeah. I don't.
This isn't like one of those things like, well, we're trying to, you know, land on the moon.
No.
You know, no, it's not. This isn't that hard.
No. I'm 100% with you.
And probably that time of year, like that when I'm talking over the Christmas break, volleyball's done.
Yes, they're done right, like the championship's right before Christmas.
So they're done, so
they might be done.
They'll be done. So if
good point.
They can celebrate a national championship.
Done.
Imagine that one,
Ben. Oh,
at halftime, they bring the team out.
Ben was born in 2004. He has he doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Like, what is the ball?
No.
What are you talking about?
They used to play basketball at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It was incredible,
and it was glorious, Ben. Yeah. It was glorious.
Better times
indeed. When we come back, Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.